Welcome to Just a Minute. Thank you. Thank you. Hello, my name is Nicholas Parsons, and as the minute waltz fades away, once more it is my immense pleasure to welcome our many listeners, not only in this country, but throughout the world, whether they listen on the World Service or the Internet. And also to welcome to the show four talented, individual, diverse, and experienced players of the game. It's a joy to have back on the show that delightful and original comedian, Linda Smith, and we also have somebody who's very skilled at improvised comedy, that is Tony Hawkes. We have somebody who is a producer, but now making a name for himself as a stand-up comedian, that is Chris Neal. And we have one of the stalwarts of this show, who's been with it since it first began, that erudite and intelligent and wonderful versatile player of the game, Clement Freud. Please welcome all four of them. Beside me sits Janet Staplehurst, who's going to help me keep the score. She'll blow a whistle when the 60 seconds are up. And this particular edition of Just a Minute is coming from the delightful Malvern Festival Theatre, in that wonderful town of Malvern, in the heart of the Worcestershire countryside. And we have in front of us a very hyped-up, excited Worcestershire audience. We're keen for us to start the show, so we won't delay a minute longer, and we'll begin with Tony Hawkes. I don't know whether they've got this subject for you, Tony, because you seem to have a very good complexion, but the subject actually is how to get rid of spots. It's a pretty disgusting subject, really, but anyway, will you talk on it, if you can, starting now?
I have a good complexion because I know how to get rid of spots. Shout at them in the mirror. That's the method I've used over the years, and it's done me proud. I suppose it's a little bit of a cruel irony that when you become an adolescent, you start becoming attracted to the opposite sex, and then you get the...
Chris Challenge.
Deviation, not always.
I don't know whether they were applauding your honesty or your boldness.
It's a fact, isn't it?
Chris.
I'm not saying I'm speaking personally.
Oh, no, nor was I, but Chris. Chris, what we do now, because he actually, that statement wasn't deviation, because it was a correct statement, but as the audience enjoyed your response, you get a bonus point for that, and Tony, you were interrupted, so you get a point for that. You keep the subject, 41 seconds, how to get rid of spots, starting now.
When I was a young lad, we used to have four dogs in the family, and they were all called Spot. I was in charge of getting rid of them. I took one of them up onto the Malvern Hills, took it off the lead, shouted, "Fly!"
Repetition of took.
Yes, you took him too often, I'm afraid, yes. 27 seconds available, Clement, on how to get rid of spots, starting now.
There are many ointments and unguents which promise to get rid of spots, but if you want to be radical about this, I suggest you decapitate. It is, I know, painful and final, but the spots go.
Tony Challenge.
What if you've got a spot on your bottom?
All right, give him a bonus point because the audience enjoyed his interruption. Clement was interrupted, so he gets a point for that. He has the subject still, and 13 seconds. How to get rid of spots, Clement, starting now.
If you have a spot on your bottom, I suggest that the very best way of getting rid of it...
Chris Challenge.
Is that a repetition of best way?
Yes, getting rid of it, best way.
Oh.
Right. Well done, Chris. Right. You had 8 seconds, Chris, on how to get rid of spots, starting now.
Living in London, as I do, you'd be forgiven for thinking that the best way to get rid of spots is to squeeze them into your neighbour's face on a crushed tube train. It happens almost daily.
The nauseating images you create for us, Chris. I think you've lost a few friends there. Will you take the next round on the subject? I can't imagine why we thought of this one while we're here, but it's mineral water. Will you tell us something about mineral water in Just a Minute, starting now?
It's a delicious thing that comes out of the ground, and Malvern has been particularly blessed with lots of it. Some of it's fizzy, some of it's still... Oh, no!
Chris, you're so... kind, you give it away.
I was brought up by nuns. I can't help but be honest.
I know. If you did it with a more panache, they might not spot it always, every time.
What if I said some of it and some of it? They wouldn't notice.
Yes. Tony, you challenge first. Yes, repetition, 52 seconds, mineral water with you now.
Well, it's just been passed by law that you have to drink mineral water when you come to a restaurant in the Malvern area. I certainly believe that to be the case, although I may have been on speed when I...
This challenge.
Was there a repetition of May?
Yes.
Yeah, we have them every year.
Well, listen, Chris, you have 40 seconds. Give us something more on mineral water, starting now.
I'm very glad I got the subject back, because I've got a lot to tell you. It's advised now to drink at least 2 litres of water a day, preferably mineral water. And you see people around the country, now they won't leave the house without clutching a 2 litre... Oh, I've said that before.
Later challenged.
Well, I hardly need add...
Well, I better hear in case I disagree.
Repetition.
Of what?
Of what he just said twice.
If you didn't catch what he said twice, I don't think I can take it away from him.
I did catch it, but
it was
I
the
got...
word clutching.
It was the word clutching. Do you know?
Chris,
I think it's time you moved out from that nunnery.
You're the most honest player of the game we've ever had.
As I was about to say, it was repetition of clutching. I
but
say that
actually,
now.
Actually, Nicholas, I got the correct repetition. I think I should get the subject back.
Surely
Linda was really clutching for the repetition.
She certainly was.
And I'll tell you what I do, Chris, to be fair to you, because the audience enjoyed your response. We give you a bonus point for what you said.
Right.
But Linda has the subject, because she got the repetition. 26 seconds, Linda. Mineral water starting now.
Mineral water is, of course, close to our hearts, as we are in this lovely spa town, although I myself am more of a Waitrose girl. Mineral water is a good thing to drink if you're worried about the quality of water coming out of your tap. I live in London, and the water there is very hard, but fair. I find that mineral water tastes better. The water that comes through the faucet in my house has...
So Linda Smith, speaking as a whistle, went gained that extra point and has moved forward. She's in fourth place, only 1 point separating all of them, except
Clemens.
How can
you move forward to fourth place?
Well, you moved
forward. Was I outside the theatre before that?
I was combining two thoughts there. You moved forward in the sense that you were still in fourth place, but you moved forward... But you're only 1 point behind Chris Antonio, equal in second place, but Clem is 2 points ahead of them. By the way, you might be interested to know, a number of years ago they did a survey on all these waters, and they found some of the tap water, particularly London tap water, it came out top for the best quality of ingredients where it comes minerals. And, but, of course, the people who have the mineral waters have got such wonderful PR systems behind them. They can
now, to be fair, Nicholas did say you may be interested to know.
Clement, it's your turn to begin. The subject is sushi. Will you tell us something about sushi in this game?
I didn't know what you were saying.
Sushi is the subject. 60 seconds as usual, Clement, starting now.
Sushi is an extremely good thing to have on a hot day. And today, it may interest you to know, the temperature is 30 degrees centigrade. And if you want to translate that into Fahrenheit, you multiply by 9.
Linda challenged.
I can't help feeling a touch of deviation.
Why?
Well, he was turning into Michael Fish there. For
Fish and sushi?
Fish and sushi.
Oh, I suppose. Actually... fair point, Tony.
No,
fair
I
point.
Always try to be fair with it. I think he's established a connection, and he hadn't gone sufficiently far for deviation. I gave the benefit of the doubt against him last time. He has the benefit this time. He keeps the subject. 46 seconds. Sushi, Clement, starting now.
When it is very warm, it is advisable to rub yourself all over with sushi. The seaweed, sticky rice, and raw fish applied to all parts of your body when the sun shines.
Clement, build a challenge again.
Ooh, I could be wrong, but were there two bodies?
No, he hadn't mentioned body before.
Oh, no.
Rub it all over.
You could have asked me, and I'm very honest, and I'd have told you he hadn't said that.
The first time it was rub it all over, and the second time it was
Beg
the body.
Your pardon.
So, incorrect challenge, so Clement, you're moving forward further. Another point to you, 31 seconds.
I'm doing this because I've got a tenner on Clement to win, actually.
Sushi is still with you, Clement, starting now.
It is a little known fact that sushi came from Malvern. In the old days, at the link where horses used to be added to those already pulling carriages. Sushi was available in all shapes and sizes, both piskine, vegetable, and porkine sushi. And goodness, they loved it.
Tony Challis.
Well, apart from the fact that he's talking rubbish, I think he hesitated at the end there.
I think he hesitated a bit, yes. Tony, you have the benefit of the doubt. 6 seconds, tell us something about sushi, starting now.
If you knew sushi like I know sushi, you'll be fully aware that it's a lovely...
So Tony Hawkes was speaking as the whistle went. He gained an extra point. He's moved forward. He's still 2 points behind our leader, Clement Freud, and Chris Neal and Linda Smith follow in that order, but only a couple of points separate them.
Know where honesty gets you.
And now your time will come, Chris. Oh. Don't worry. And Linda, it's your turn to begin. The subject, Pilates.
Oh.
Oh, yes. A moment or two to think about it. Tell us something about Pilates in this game, starting now.
Pilates is a form of exercise that's practiced to make you sleek and svelte. It's practiced at a place of gymnasium type...
Chris Challenge.
Was there a repetition of practice?
It was, yes, indeed, yes. Chris, you had a correct challenge. You have Pilates. You have 49 seconds, starting now.
He was a Greek philosopher, Pilates, who famously said, "I bend, therefore I am." He lived between the years 80 BC and 20 BC.
It's only challenged.
Repetition of B and then shortly afterwards C.
No, but to be fair, at least I didn't draw your attention to it.
Tony, you have a correct challenge. Pilates is with you and 40 seconds starting now.
I know absolutely nothing about Pilates except that Madonna does it, so it must be a good thing to do with your time. She's not the sort of woman, let's face it, who'd waste it. Having had many hits, she's now happy to go to a workout studio, tug on her lycra, and do the exercises that are incorporated with this magnificent sport. It's maybe not that, it could...
Clement challenged.
Deviation is not sport.
No, it's not a sport, actually, no.
I was about to go on and say that it wasn't.
Too late.
He didn't give you the chance. He came in very rapidly. Deviation, Clement. 19 seconds. Tell us about Pilates, starting now.
Pilates is the plural of pilot. Pontius and all the other pilots went about saying, if we could only find more people who bear our name, then we could go into battle.
I think he saw Janet's hand going for the whistle and he thought he could maybe hold it up, but it wasn't enough because you got him with the correct challenge.
Yes,
what
had,
is it?
Just... I had a theory that he didn't think he was going to get that far with it.
Oh, right.
Yes, no, he hesitated.
He hesitated, yes. 4 seconds are still available. Attorney, tell us more about Pilates, starting now.
Pilates is something that I would do if I had the honour of mixing in showbiz circles.
So, Tony Hawkes, with a whistle speaking at that time. It wasn't whistle speaking. No. He was speaking as the whistle went. And he's moved forward. He's now equal with our leader, Clement Freud. In fact, they're equal in the lead. Then comes Chris Neal and then Linda Smith. And Chris, it's your turn to begin. Ah, a lovely subject for this part of the world. Edward Elgar. Tell us something about that. Listen to the audience. Oh, yes. A warm feeling of empathy there. Edward Elgar, 60 seconds, Chris, starting now.
I should imagine a lot of people in this audience will be surprised how much I can teach them about Edward Elgar. Apparently, he was a man who lived near Malvern, or possibly in it, and he walked on the hills and was very inspired to write some lovely...
A Clement challenge.
Wasn't that hesitation?
No, it wasn't.
No,
it sounded
fit.
No, he was.
Once again, Clement, I would have told you if it was.
The word came out in a slightly stumbly way, but not enough to be interpreted by my mind as a hesitation. So, an incorrect challenge, Chris. You have another point. You still have Edward Elgar. 46 seconds, starting now.
I feel terribly sorry for Edward Elgar, because actually his music has been hijacked on the very last night.
Linda challenged.
I think that was the second actually.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Actually, you're right.
Actually.
Linda, another point to you. 40 seconds. Tell us something about Edward Elgar, starting now.
Edward Elgar was once represented in a film by Ken Russell many years ago for Monitor. Hugh Weldon, I believe, was the editor of that fine series at that particular time.
Tony Challenge.
I think there was a hesitation.
There was a definite there.
No, I was about to say Ergar, as he was... known by people with a speech impediment.
But well we tried. Didn't give you time, did we?
Well tried, Linda. Another point to you, Tony, 16 seconds. Edward Elgar, starting now.
As I drove into Malvern today, I saw a signpost saying the Elgar Way with a little picture of a cello, and I imagine people climb onto this instrument and then fly around the hills, as Edward Elgar himself obviously did many years ago.
Tony Hawkes, speaking again as the whistle went, another point for that and others in the round. He's now just got ahead of Clement Freud, followed just behind by Chris Neal and then Linda Smith. And Clement, your turn to begin. The subject now is the spice of life. Tell us something about that subject in this game, starting now.
Different countries have differing spices of life. For instance, cumin, turmeric,
Linda, your challenge.
My challenge, not familiar with the spice,
Right. Hesitation. 53 seconds, Linda. The spice of life is with you, starting now.
People say the spice of life is variety, but I always hate that little...
Chris challenge.
I think there was a little hesitation.
There was a little hesitation.
Yes, I'm afraid it was.
Well, dull but true.
Mm-hmm. This honesty's catching, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah.
Chris, another point to you. The spice of life is with you. 48 seconds available, starting now.
The spice of life, to me, are those unexpected...
Linda Challenge.
I have no idea why. Sorry, I think that was a small fit that I had.
All
right. I'm all right now.
And you're all right now, you've recovered. Right. Well, I can't give you bonus points for a fit, so Chris was interrupted, he gets a
In
point
In a better
for...
world, you would.
Chris, you were interrupted, so you get a point for that, and you have 45 seconds, the spice of life, starting now.
With a twinkle in his eye, Clement Freud smiles coquettishly but temptingly at me, and that is the spice of life. That kind of stuff. It makes you want to live. It makes you... Ooh.
It makes you want to realise you've made a mistake in just a minute. And Clement, thank you were God. The first to challenge. Yes, repetition and all the rest. Right, you've got the subject of Spice of Life. Clement is back with you, and it's 34 seconds available, starting now.
I think withdrawing coriander, semolina is the spice of life. It is, to me, the most delicious, wonderful, incongruously different, and yet fetching spice. Life without... that tapioca-like substance would be absolutely nothing, except for...
Tony Challenge.
He wants to get out more.
Have you got a challenge within the rules of just a minute?
Was there a slight hesitation?
Well, he was going very slowly. I don't know. I certainly give you a bonus point for what you said, and I think we give the benefit of the doubt, Clement, but if you're going any slower, it would be hesitation, and you still have 11 seconds, the spice of life, starting now.
Edward Elgar, who comes from around here and was originally called Ted Lager but decided to change his name, is the spice of life to many people from Worcestershire that no other musician...
So, Clement, an extra point. Speaking as the whistle went, he's now equal in the lead with Tony Hawkes, closely followed by Chris Neal, and then a little way behind, Linda Smith. And, Tony, your turn to begin. Monkey business, that is the subject. Tell us something about it in this game, starting now.
Well, I'm something of an entrepreneur, so I started off a number of businesses. One was a giraffe business, a hippopotamus business, duckbill platypus business, and, of course, the monkey business, in which I took a lovely monkey and asked it to dance for me and then put a hat down in the street and collected money. And we did very well together, me and this monkey. We had quite a good...
Clement Freud challenge.
Did you pay tax?
Maybe, maybe not.
So, Clement, any challenge within the rules of just a minute? I don't think so.
I saw somebody else's finger about to press.
So you tried to anticipate them. Right.
Yep.
Was it enough for a bonus point,
no.
I wonder?
No. Yes. Oh, yes. Yes, it is.
All right, I've given bonus points. I give him one. He likes his bonus points. But Tony gets one for being interrupted. 36 seconds available. Monkey business with you, Tony, starting now.
There's an awful lot of monkey business goes on in this show, you know. The panellists sit here and they try and twist the subject and take it off into all kinds of different directions. And boy, do the audience love it. They sit there trans...
Chris Challenge.
Deviation. They don't necessarily love it.
So what's your challenge, then?
Deviation?
No, they do love it.
Oh.
23 seconds, Tony, with you. Monkey business starting now.
A lot of people would be imagining that I'm fast running out of things to say on the subject of monkey business, but that is far from the case, let me tell you, because my brother had a monkey business too. Differed quite greatly from mine, because he took a monkey and he inserted it in a large...
Clement, your challenge.
I want to save him from himself.
Yes, he may well have hesitated, and with reason, and you've saved him as well. And you've got a point, and you've got the subject, and you've got 6 seconds, and you've got monkey business starting now.
Duck Soup and Monkey Business are probably my favourite Marx Brothers films, although At the Races and A Night in the Office.
So now it's neck and neck between Tony Hawks and Clement Freud, if you're interested in the point system. The value that they all give, to my mind, is more important than the points they gain. But Clement is one ahead of Tony Hawks, a few ahead of Chris Neal and Linda Smith. And Linda, your turn to begin. And the subject now is flat sharing. Tell us something about flat sharing in this game, starting now.
Flat sharing is something that I was involved in as a student. I was flat sharing for about 3 years. It was a grim business because people get very possessive about stuff when they're flat sharing. For example, a chap called Dave, with whom I was flat sharing over a period of time, would engrave his name on every granule of coffee in his particular jar, which I felt was a little bit mean of him. But there you are, we all have our little obsessions when one...
Chris Challenge.
Was there a repetition of little?
There was a little bit mean.
Oh, yes. It's a fair cook.
Chris, you've got a correct challenge. You have 30 seconds. Tell us something about flat sharing starting now.
I have never flat shared, although...
Linda, yes.
Extreme hesitation.
He came to a complete halt.
No, I just suddenly thought, I've got nothing to say on this. What's all this?
Oh, I thought you suddenly thought, oh, I said something wrong again, and your conscience pricked you, right.
No, it was my conscience pricking me, but it wasn't about saying the wrong thing.
Linda, you had a correct challenge, another point in 26 seconds, flat sharing starting now.
I'm not quite so scrupulous as Chris. I have little of interest to say on this subject, but I don't really mind going on about it, as long as I can get away with it within the confines of just a minute. Sometimes when you're flat sharing, you flat share with somebody quite nice. This is quite rare. I know. Quite.
Yes.
Don't rub it in.
Right.
It's a fascinating story, though.
Right? Yeah. I liked where I was going with it.
Yeah, after this show, do you mind finishing off that
story? Well, I have a few friends invited to. Yeah.
You had this audience in thrall. Absolutely, in the palm of your hand.
Or perhaps in a coma.
Chris, you had a great challenge, and 7 seconds are available. Tell us something more about flat sharing starting now.
When my grandmother was very young, they were also extremely poor, so they would share the flat iron in the street.
Clement challenged.
Deviation, when my grandmother was young, they were also.
No, it made a sort of colloquial sense to me, even though it wasn't grammatical.
What, my grandmother, they?
She was a very big lady.
Right. Actually, all right, Clement. If we're going to be correct grammatically, then you have a correct challenge. 1 second, Clement. Flat sharing starting now.
It's slower than speed dating.
And Clement, with those extra 2 points, has now taken the lead ahead of Tony Hawks as we go into the final round. And Chris Neal, it's your turn to begin. The subject now is herbal teas. I don't know whether you drink them or not, but tell us something about them in this game starting now.
When I was 15 years old, I tried to give up smoking for the first time. And to wean myself off cigarettes, I made roll-ups with herbal teas. They were disgusting, absolutely foul, whereas tobacco, delicious. So that is what I went back to. People usually have them with water, hot as a rule, in a mug. And they can come in a variety of flavours.
Linda, what are you chatting?
Oh, just the tiniest hint of hesitation,
yeah.
I thought.
Yes, a hint of one, yes. Stumble over words which we call hesitation.
Sorry.
Linda, you have 38 seconds. Tell us something about herbal teas, starting now.
Herbal teas are quite annoying. I don't like it when people come round my house and I offer them tea and they say, have you got anything herbal? I usually give them a cup of Radox. It seems to relax them and takes away any aches and pains they may be suffering. Herbal teas never really taste of much. For example, the red ones all just taste of redness. They seem very much like drinking some hot water.
Clement Challenge.
Repetition of like.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes, so two likes there, I'm afraid, Linda. And, oh, gosh, once more. He's got 1 second on herbal teas starting now.
Tea with rosemary and basil.
Right, so we've come to the end of Just a Minute. Let me tell you what the final score is for those interested in the points. And some people are. Are you interested in the points?
Yes.
Well, some of you are, right. Linda, who always gives good value and gave great value again, but she did finish in fourth place. A little way behind Chris Neal, great value again. In second place was Tony Hawkes, with a few points ahead. In fact, quite a number of points ahead was Clement Freud. So we say, Clement, you're the winner this week. Thank you. Thank you. The only one else we're going to say thank you to these four. From our audience in Melbourne, from me, Nicholas Parsons, and from our panel, goodbye. Tune in the next time we play Just a Minute. Thank you.